Idahoans who don't have health insurance can now start to shop for and buy insurance through the state's online marketplace, which launches today. Nearly 19% of Idaho's population under the age of 65 do not have health insurance. Emily Ritter-Saunders joins me now to explain how the exchange will work and who will be eligible. Emily, let's start with some of the very basics. Where do people need to go to shop for and buy insurance on the new Idaho Exchange?
Idaho's Health Insurance Exchange website is yourhealthidaho.org. As the exchange comes online today, that's where people can go to begin researching their available options. And if you don't have access to a computer, the phone number to call for assistance is 855-944-3246. And I'll share that at the end of our conversation again this morning in case folks want to grab a pen.
Is anyone without health insurance eligible to buy coverage at yourhealthidaho.org?
The short answer is yes. If you're uninsured and your employer doesn't offer health insurance and you don't have Medicaid or Medicare, yourhealthidaho.org is the place to start. It's estimated between 100 and 200,000 Idahoans will be eligible for subsidized health insurance or Medicaid. Now, Idaho is not expanding Medicaid coverage to more low-income Idahoans, but the state knows there are people out there who qualify but who just haven't signed up yet.
What will happen to Idaho residents who don't qualify for Medicaid and who also do not qualify for subsidized health insurance through the new exchange?
Scott, that's what's called the coverage gap, and the Kaiser Family Foundation estimates of the 25 states that are not expanding Medicaid to more people, about 7 million uninsured adults may fall into this gap. In Idaho, it's unclear precisely how many people might not be poor enough for assistance, but are too poor to pay for their own insurance on the exchange. And this is something that will start to shake out over time as policymakers begin to see where these gaps are.
So open enrollment starts today. How long will that last and what can people expect at that site?
Right. Open enrollment starts today and goes through March 31st. If you don't have health insurance by January 1st, however, you'll be subject to a $95 tax penalty. And that is a penalty that will increase each year that you don't have insurance. Now, once you're logged on to yourhealthidaho.org, you'll find 7 different insurance companies, names like Blue Cross of Idaho and Pacific Source. They will offer 146 different plans that fall under the federal government's tiered program. And these tiers have metal names, platinum, gold, silver, and bronze, platinum having the highest premiums with the most robust coverage, and bronze having the lowest premiums. But you can expect higher out-of-pocket costs in the instance that you get sick and do need medical care. Now, the marketplace will ask some basic questions like your age, where you live, whether you smoke, and your annual income. And remember, with Obamacare, pre-existing conditions will no longer disqualify someone for coverage, and gender is no longer taken into account.
So, Emily, if you already have health insurance through your job, Medicare, or the VA, then today you don't have to do anything, correct?
That's right. The yourhealthidaho.org launch is for people who don't have insurance and who are ready to start shopping for the subsidized coverage on the exchange. And I'd add here that these websites across the country are expected to experience some glitches in the first few days. And if you do need assistance in Idaho, the number again is 855-944-3246. And the website is yourhealthidaho.org.
Emily Ritter-Saunders, thank you very much.
Thank you.